I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. If you like fishing for smallmouth bass, you must love this time of year, because the smallmouth are biting. I find this to be one of my favorite times of the year, and I'll tell you what I do to catch them, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
I love this time of year because the smallmouth bass are biting. This is when you can catch a lot of smallies in a short period of time. You only need a few hours each day to literally wear yourself out. What I do is rig two rods, one with a lipless crankbait and one with a drop shot rig, and I make sure I've got some smaller sucker minnows. I call them the walleye size suckers in my live well. And I go out and I start with the lipless crankbait. Cast it out, let it sink to the bottom. Make sure that that lure settles. You'll see that line just go slack as soon as that lure hits the bottom. And then you just slow it back. Retrieve it nice and easy. And it will give off just enough vibration and sound to trigger strikes where those smallmouth are lurking. And if that doesn't work, you switch over to the drop shot rig with the sucker minnow and you work deeper structure. And that is where they'll be hanging if they're not in that shallower water and getting triggered by those crankbaits. So lipless crankbaits, sucker minnows, either way, you're going to catch a lot of smallmouth this time of year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.